Josh Lampert was 19 years old and away at college when he says his recreational drug use triggered a mental illness. It was called psychotic depression, and it involved intense hallucinations. He was forced to move back in with his parents, and together they spent the next few years struggling to manage his illness. Now in his early 30s, Josh considers himself fully recovered. He's healthy, independent, and working. Josh and his father, Chuck Lampert, visited the San Francisco StoryCorps booth in July of 2013 to talk about what happened.
In your words, what happened to me?
So you were 19 years old and living on your own in Seattle with your brother, going to school, and your brother called us up and said something was wrong. You know, jumped on a plane, flew across the country, you know, and you met me at the airport. And it was real scary because you had lost a lot of weight and you were afraid. You were paranoid. Part of you knew that something was wrong, and then the other part took over, and I think you battled with yourself.
I felt like I was cramping your style a little bit. You guys were empty nesters, and I moved back in. I had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, but I think you'll learn when you have kids that love for your kids is unconditional. When you got sick, I tried to learn everything I could about circumstances like that. And the worst thing that happens is people get abandoned by their families. We watched every minute of what you were doing. We were hyper-vigilant about every nuance. You didn't know how to help yourself. But I think you had enough insight. You saw your friends moving along in their lives. Yeah. And yours sort of got stuck in a certain spot.
That was the hardest part for me, was seeing other people seem like they had so much, and I was just struggling. And on top of it, when I would get angry, it made it worse because people would get frustrated with me when I was angry, and that was the only natural reaction to what I had. So over the course of a couple of years of dealing with it, it's just like it wore me down, and sometimes it seemed like I can't do one more day of this, you know? And that's people's worst fear with a mental illness, I think, is someone will kill themselves. And I said, I'm not going to do that, so I really have only one other option, which is to overcome this. It took really getting on the right medication to have it was just like a moment of clarity. It was like I was in a storm, and then finally the clouds parted enough for me to see what was going on around me. And then I started rebuilding because I just saw wreckage.
I'm really thrilled the way your life is going. You've put back together so many of the pieces. I mean, you're taking care of yourself, and you're living a healthy lifestyle, you know, you race the bikes and you work hard, and I'm proud of you.
People say there's no recovery with mental illness. I say that's not true because I'm fine. I have no symptoms. I'm a success story, and it can be done. This finished on a positive note. It's not a tragic story. It's an epic story. It's just a crazy thing that happened to me, and it's going to be part of my past.